Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Question and answers about jinnat with the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana İlyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliya. Supplication of the successor to Attar Damat Barakatumul Aliya. O Lord of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whoever reads or listens to the 28-page booklet, Questions and Answers about Jinnat with the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliya, protect him or her from every type of calamity, difficulty, and the evil of malevolent jinn. Amin bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of salat. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel at my grave, who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. No one sends salat upon me until the day of judgment, except that the angel informs me of the reciter's name and his father's name, stating that so and so, the son of so and so, has sent salat upon you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Question. Some people do not believe in dam, i.e. cure through recital and blowing, the existence of jinn and magic. Is there any proof for these matters? Answer. Those people who do not believe in dam, one day their own dam, i.e. life, leaves them. Indeed, there are a number of people who do not accept the effect of jinnat, etc., nor do they get treatment from an amil, i.e. one who specializes in exorcism and curing the effects of magic, despite them actually being under the influence of a jinn. Remember, the effect of jinnat is established from the hadith. In fact, there is an entire chapter named Surah Al-Jinn in the Noble Quran. In addition to this, there is mention of jinnat in different places within the Noble Quran. For this reason, if anyone denies the existence of jinnat, he will become a disbeliever. Question. People ask the one possessed by a jinn about matters of the past or the future. Is it okay to do so? Answer. When people learn that so-and-so is possessed by a jinn, they begin to ask him questions. Whereas it is forbidden and foolishness to ask jinnat about matters of the ghaib, i.e. unseen. In fact, believing that jinnat can inform about future matters is disbelief, because it is explicitly mentioned in the Noble Quran that jinnat do not possess knowledge of the unseen. It is possible for jinnat to inform of past events, because when a child is born, a jinn and an angel are created with it. This jinn is called a hamzad, as this hamzad is with a person from his childhood. It remembers many things about that person. This hamzad apprises the possessing jinn of past occurrences, which the possessing jinn then correctly states. For example, this person had typhoid in his childhood, and there was no hope of him surviving, or the physician had advised him to undergo surgery, but so and so treated him and he recovered without surgery. People begin to think that this jinn has a high station. In this way, these people become captivated by its words, whereas it has not informed them of a matter of the unseen. Rather, it has informed them of past events after hearing them from the Hamzad. The issue is with affairs of the future. Hence, the jinn should not be asked about future events such as, will such and such thing happen? Will I gain employment? I want to marry such and such person. Will this happen? Will my child recover from illness? These are not matters that jinnat should be asked about, as there is a danger of losing one's iman, because if the questioner asks with the belief that jinnat can inform about the unseen, then the questioner will become a disbeliever. Alas, in this age, people are running such businesses in many places. May Allah Almighty protect the Muslims from this. If someone is possessed by something which mentions the name of a pious predecessor and claims to be that pious person, one should still get treated by a proficient amil, because in reality it is a jinn. When the treatment takes place, the jinn will flee. Sometimes there are people within families who falsely claim of being possessed because they make an earning from it. At the very least, these individuals get a claim for it, as people gather around them, which proves to give them satisfaction. If someone tries to rectify such people, the latter react by being abusive. Question: humans have many different languages. Please inform us of the language of the jinnat. Answer: jinnats also have different languages. They speak Urdu, Arabic and other languages too. Just as I am Maimun, but I am speaking in Urdu, similarly, whichever person they have sway over, they begin to speak in his language. It is possible that their mother tongue is different. Quite some time ago, I was taken to see a Maimun person having been told that he is unwell. I went along and, as per my habit, I greeted him with salam and extended my hands, but he did not shake my hands. Seeing this, I was surprised and realized there was an issue. He was lying down, and whatever had possessed him was speaking in the Maimun language. I do not recall everything that happened at that time. However, I remember it mentioning, I have come with him from such and such country, and such happened. I said, meet me alone. I want to speak to you alone. Come to the masjid. He replied, no, I will feel pain in the masjid. I asked, who will feel pain? He replied, I will feel pain. I asked, where will you meet me then? He replied, Masan, Shamshan, i.e. a Hindu crematorium. From this, I became aware of his religion, i.e. that it was Hindu. Then it said in the Maimun language, do you want to shake hands? I replied, I was trying to shake hands before. As I extended my hands, he struck his thumb against my palm and then shuddered. Thereafter, the person who was possessed became normal. When he saw me, he said, Masha Allah, brother, come and sit, eat and drink. Meaning, after returning to his normal state, this individual did not even realize what had happened to him. The jinn had fled. When he had struck my hand with his thumb, my own body had shuddered as well. And the person who had brought me had run off and stood near the stairway. A person should not project himself as totally fearless, proclaiming, I do not fear anyone. I have a lot of fear. May Allah Almighty grant us such a fear of Him that all others' fears depart. It is human nature to fear, and there is no harm in this. The coronavirus has frightened everyone. Such a fear of viruses has spread that even brave men are in a state of trepidation. One should not lie by asserting, "I do not fear anything." Once someone affluent asked me, "You do not have any fear, do you?" I replied, "I do, which is why I have guards. If I try to project myself as daring and say, I am not afraid, this would be a lie." Those who say, "We do not fear," should reflect. If a cat meowed, they would run. And if a mouse appeared now, all these brave lions would dart. The one who fears Allah Almighty is the bravest. A person should fear his parents also. Similarly, he should fear his teachers and pious elders out of respect for them. Fearing pious elders is a good thing. Question. People say that sweet meat, i.e. mithai, is the favorite food of jinnat. Is this true? Answer. Jinnat consume bones, coal and dung. When jinnat consume bones, they taste meat and fat. As for sweetmeats, we have been hearing since our childhood that jinnat consume sweetmeats. If it was their favorite food, how would sweetmeat shops survive? Not all jinn are so noble that they would come in human form and purchase the sweetmeats. In my opinion, if jinnat began to purchase sweetmeats, the sweetmeat business would be such that multiple shops would open on every street. Because according to one narration, jinnat are 9 times greater in number compared to humans. Question. Deceased humans are buried, but what happens to deceased jinnat? Answer. There is an account where people in a caravan found a white snake in its death throes. When it died, they wrapped it and buried it. Whereupon they heard some voices expressing gratitude that explained that this was a Sahabi jinn that appeared in the form of a snake. Nonetheless, as for the rulings relating to the burial of jinnat, I have not seen any book on this subject. If there is such a book, it will be amongst the jinnat, and it is they who are able to read it. We are not able to see it. However, there have been such muftis who knew the rulings relating to jinnat, such as Imam Abu Hafs Umar bin Muhammad al-Nasafi rahmatullahi alayh, who was mufti al Thaqalain, meaning both humans and jinnat took fatawa from him and presented their queries to him. Imam al-Nasafi rahmatullahi alayh was certainly such a great scholar, for he also knew the rulings concerning jinnat. In the present era, we do not know of any scholar who is also able to inform jinnat of rulings. Question. Can we convey reward to Muslim jinnat? Answer. Yes, we can convey reward to Muslim jinnat. Instead of subjugating jinnat, excellence is in subjugating the lower self, i.e. nafs. Question. Do you prescribe a litany for subjugating jinnat? Answer. Until now, I have not recited any litany to subjugate jinnat, nor have I ever imprisoned a jinn. If I can subjugate my lower self, there will be no proficient or brave person like me. Nihango azda mara agarche shere nar mara. برے موزی کو مارا نفس امارا کو گر مارا. میننگ نہنگ مینز کروکوڈائل. اف یو سبڈیو اے کروکوڈائل اینڈ اے لائن یو ہیو ناٹ اکمپلش سم تھنگ. این اچیومنٹ وڈ بی فار یو ٹو سکسیڈ ان سبڈوئنگ یور لوور سیلف. سبڈوئنگ جن از ناٹ مائی فیلڈ. سم پیپل گو ٹو اسپرچل ہیلرز ٹو سبڈیو اے مؤکل اینڈ جنات. But they themselves fall into the grasp of these spiritual healers and end up in a mess. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, has related the following statement of Al-Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi Rahmatullahi Alayh in Fatawai Razaviyya. The least someone who manages to subdue a jinn will do is become arrogant. He rahmatullahi alayhi must have said this considering the vast majority, because these days whoever becomes friends with the SHO, i.e. police station house officer, thinks high of himself and walks with a proud gait claiming, "I am friends with the SHO." Contemplate, if the state of someone who has friendship with an SHO is that he thinks high of himself, what will be a person's state upon subduing jinnat? Question. Some people hold the view that when it is 12 o'clock in the day or night, one should not write, read or go to the masjid. Otherwise, jinnat will throw you to the ground. Answer. In Ramadan, the muttaqifeen, i.e. those performing spiritual retreat, are in the masjid day and night, and 12 o'clock comes twice a day. To this day, jinnat have not thrown any muttaqif to the ground, nor can any jinn do so, insha'Allah. These are all fables spread by people. Comments are made by people based on their own thinking. One should take guidance from scholars. Question. If a cat yowls in someone's home, people say there is magic or jinnat in that house. Is there any reality to this? Answer. There is no reality to this, as cats have perception. They also have some form of memory, which is why they display familiarity. They go to the homes of some people and enter through their doors, and they do not enter other houses, which shows that they remember things. A cat may yowl because an animal has devoured one of its kittens in front of it, and this has deeply affected it. When the cat recalls this, it yowls. There could be any reason for a cat to yowl. Therefore, one should not conclude from a cat yowling that a jinn is present. Jinnats are generally in every place. Jinnats are generally in every place, as their number is 9 times more than that of humans. Meaning, for every human being, there are 9 jinnats. Understand this in the following way. Suppose there are 1 billion human beings living in the world, in which case there would be 9 billion jinnats. Remember, not every jinn is a nuisance. Just as thousands of Islamic brothers gather together in different places and sit peacefully to participate in the Madani Muzakara without disturbing anyone, jinnats are also peaceful. However, some jinnats are evil and harm humans. Not only jinnats, but some humans also cause harm. They sit in gatherings and remain on the lookout for an opportunity to pick someone's pocket or steal someone's sandals. Question. A few years ago, there were not as many incidents of women being affected by jinnat. However, nowadays these are more commonplace. What do you say about this? Answer. Women being affected by jinnat is not a phenomenon from just a few years ago. Rather, I have seen and heard of this since my childhood. However, it is not something that affects all of them. Some women get possessed at the shrines of saints, which is why they have their hair open and are seen leaping and jumping around. It is possible that some of them are genuinely influenced and troubled by jinnat, whereas some are merrily acting in this manner. It is a mixed state of affairs. There is no reason to completely deny the influence of jinnat. Some people deny the effect of jinnat, but they understand things very quickly when they are affected themselves. If they do not understand, they must fall over in repeated fits upon their heads, eventually dying as a result. Remember, it is not necessarily the case that every woman is affected by jinnat. People are also affected by psychological issues. Sometimes they suffer from illnesses that make them think they are affected by jinnat. For example, if someone's hands and feet begin to arch and bend backwards, people start assuming that a jinn has affected that person, whereas this happens due to illness as well. Normally, these matters are subject to the whims of spiritual healers. If they say this is the effect of a jinn, people believe them. And if they say an entire tribe of jinnat is causing an issue, they will also believe that. Whatever reason they give, people will accept it wholeheartedly. Spiritual healers should not frighten people unnecessarily. However, if according to their judgment or istikhara, such a matter is discovered, there is no harm in revealing this. Question: what do you say about applying perfume after Maghrib? Furthermore, can we apply perfume on 4 to 5 year old children? Answer: perfume can be applied after Maghrib. There is no time during the day or night when perfume cannot be applied. Perfume can be applied on 4 to 5 year old children. In fact, it can be applied on children 4 to 5 days old, or a child that is 1 day old even. These are completely false claims that by applying perfume after Maghrib or applying it to children results in jinnats getting hold of them or possessing them. None of this is true. If this was true, jinnat would have ransacked all the perfume shops. It is not known whether or not they like perfume. Angels like perfume. The Honorable Mufti sat next to Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, stated, the Khalifa of Mufti-e-Azam Hind, Maulana Ahmad Muqaddam Rizavi Nuri, states that Mufti-e-Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi would say, jinnat attach themselves due to bad odors, not due to good smells. One of the reasons for preventing women and children from going out after Maghrib for some time is because they have not memorized the supplications that protect them from these creatures. And secondly, because they do not give due regard to matters of purity. Consequently, there is the risk of jinnat becoming attached to them. Question: is there any benefit in keeping a lemon in the fridge or in the home? Answer: the pious predecessors have stated that if there are lemons in the home, malevolent jinnat do not come. Question: sometimes there are jinnat in a new home. How can this issue be dealt with? Answer: the home in which prayers are offered and the noble Qur'an and litanies are recited is protected from many calamities. On the contrary, there are more calamities in the home in which there are sins, such as playing music, watching movies and dramas, swearing, fighting and drinking alcohol. Therefore, beautify your homes with the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let the sound of the Quran and prophetic praises being recited fill your homes. Insha'Allah, evil jinnats will flee. At this juncture, the successor to Attar, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, mentioned, if one recites Salatul Tajiyah 100 times on Friday and blows in the four corners of the home, jinnat will leave. Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, continued, if the names of Ashab Al-Kahf, i.e. the sleepers of the cave, are written and hung up, malevolent jinn do not enter the home. And if they are present, they flee. There are also many other solutions to this. Question: my wife is affected by a jinn. She has received a lot of treatment, but she is not improving. Please advise me of a litany. Answer: there are many remedies for freeing a person from jinnat. One of these remedies is to recite the azan in the ear of the one possessed by a jinn. The jinn will flee. Another remedy is to recite the last four verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun aloud from the 18th juz. The jinn will flee, insha'Allah. Likewise, Ayatul Kursi is very effective for dealing with jinnat. May Allah Almighty protect your wife from malevolent jinn. Question: is it possible to see jinnat in their original form? Answer: there are different views about the possibility of seeing jinnat in their original form. According to one opinion, no one can see jinnat in their original form. Therefore, one should not desire to see jinnat. Some people sketch an image of jinnat with big horns and large fangs. These are all fictitious images which have no connection with reality. Question: do jinnat also worship Allah Almighty? Answer: yes, jinnat also worship Allah Almighty. It is mentioned in the Noble Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and I have created jinn and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. Not only are there Muslims amongst the jinnat, there are also Sahaba amongst them. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, near Jannat al-Mala, there is a masjid called Masjid al-Jinn. Here the jinn heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recite the Noble Quran, and so they embraced Islam. Question: inform us of a spiritual remedy for protection against jinnat. Answer: at the time of retiring to sleep, form a protective circle, i.e. hisar, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would do this. The method for doing so is to spread one's hand as done when supplicating. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah An-Nas, and then blow on your hands and wipe the front part of your body, followed by the right and left side. Wipe all areas of the body where your hands can reach. By doing this, a protective circle will be formed, insha'Allah. Neither jinn nor magic will have any effect. However, this should be performed on a daily basis and should not be missed. All letters should be pronounced from their correct origin. It is farz to learn however much is farz to recite in salah. It is necessary, i.e. wajib, to learn however much is necessary to recite in salah. Furthermore, it is necessary to memorize those chapters and verses that one recites in salah. At a different point, the Shaykh further mentioned, forming a protective circle, i.e. hisar, is established from the sunnah. as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam performed this action himself, performed this act with the intention of carrying out a sunnah. Insha'Allah, no jinn will trouble you and no magic will affect you. Question: if a place is left uninhabited for some months, do jinnat take over that place? Answer: Allah Almighty knows best. There is a saying, Khana khali radio mi ghirad, meaning an empty house is occupied by a jinn. However, this is just a saying and not evidence in Islam. Nonetheless, jinnat stay on the roofs of houses, but they cannot be seen. Hence, they have no need of taking possession of empty houses. Not every jinn causes trouble. Rather, if there is a malevolent jinn, it causes problems. May Allah Almighty grant us protection from these malevolent jinn. If these malevolent jinn take over a place, they cause much trouble as they are not visible. How can a person free himself from their pursuance? Such jinnats are deserving of Jahannam. Furthermore, those jinn that are disbelievers will remain in Jahannam forever. Sinful Muslim jinn will not be in Jahannam forever, rather they will be sent to Jahannam as a punishment for their sins. Question: the summary of a hadith is that Satan partakes in eating the food over which Bismillah has not been recited, whereas the noble scholars have said that the food of jinnat is bones and dung. Given that Satan is a jinn, how does he eat our food? Answer: where is it written that Satan cannot consume our food? It is stated in a hadith that Satan eats food just as it is once transpired that a person who had not recited Bismillah was eating, and thus when he remembered and recited Bismillah awwalahu wa akhira whilst eating, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam smiled and mentioned that Satan vomited out what he had consumed. This means that Satan can consume our food. Question: what is Wadi al-Jinn near Medina al-Munawwara all about? Answer: the Honorable Mufti sat next to Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, stated, Wadi al-Jinn is a sacred place because of its proximity to Medina al-Munawwara. However, despite there being an incline, objects move in an upwards direction or towards Medina al-Munawwara themselves due to a scientific reason. There are other places in the world where, despite there being a slope, magnetic fields cause things to move upwards. It is famous about this area that jinn push things towards Medina al-Munawwara, but I have not read anything to support this, nor have I heard it from any reliable source. Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, stated, meaning a magnet moves towards the North Star. Regarding this, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, has written in Fatawa-i Razaviyya that until today, science has been unable to explain the reason behind magnets moving towards the North Star. Will it now be claimed that there is an enormous jinn sitting on the North Star that pulls the magnet? Matters of this nature that cannot be comprehended or are beyond the intellect are attributed by people to jinnat. There is no denying the existence of jinnat. They certainly exist. Even in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is Masjid al-Jinn. Because some jinnat embraced Islam, there at the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In remembrance of this, Masjid al-Jinn still exists today, near Jannah al-Mala. Nonetheless, the existence of jinnats is certain. But this does not mean that any matter which the intellect cannot comprehend must be done by jinnat. Rather, there could be other reasons. Question. People say that any supplication a jinn is made to make is accepted. Is this true? Answer. If someone has some connection with a pious jinn, there is no harm in asking it to supplicate. The supplications of jinnat are also accepted. Requesting a supplication from a jinn is a secondary matter, because there are many pious humans, and one should request them to supplicate. Even the supplication of a sinner is accepted. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh has written, "The supplication of an oppressed disbeliever and an oppressed animal is also accepted. Likewise, the supplications of animals are also accepted." Question. What is meant by bala, affliction? Does this include jinnat too? Answer. We can call every calamity, difficulty and worry a bala. It is correct to use this word for those jinnat, be they Muslim or not, that trouble a person and steal wealth. However, we cannot use this word for those pious Muslim jinn who do not cause trouble at all. According to the terminology of the Amils, an impure jinn is a disbelieving jinn, and a pure jinn is a Muslim jinn, even if the latter is a nuisance who attacks and steals. However, due to being Muslim, it is referred to as pure. Even amongst humans, a Muslim that steals or commits other sins will also be referred to as pure by virtue of his beliefs, although from the perspective of actions he is not. Question. It is said that a white rooster should be kept in the home as calamities are averted due to it. However, if that rooster pecks people, what should be done? Answer. It is not necessary that calamities are only averted due to a white rooster. If it pecks at people, it will end up on the chopping board. However, the encouragement to keep a white rooster in the home is found in a hadith stating that jinn and calamities are averted due to it. Such meanings are found in hadith. Narrations pertaining to a white rooster have been mentioned in Volume 1 of Fizan-e Sunnat in the chapter Etiquettes of Food. Question. When children do not listen, they are often frightened by jinnat being mentioned to them. For example, if a child keeps entering a particular room in which there is a cycle or some other toy, the child is told, "Do not go there, as a jinn will come." What do you say about scaring children this way? Answer. It is reprehensible to frighten a child in this manner. This comprises of lying, deception and many wrongdoings. The fear of jinnat will settle in the heart of the child as a result, and the child's character will also be ruined. Never scare children in this way. Give them courage and make them brave. Question. My cousin's mobile was stolen. An istikhara was done, and it indicated that this was the act of some malevolent jinnat. Can jinnat cause such mischief? Answer. It is possible. However, it is not necessary that we apportion the blame of theft on jinnat all the time. Two-legged jinnat, i.e. human thieves, also roam around, and they are not short of a trick or two. Remember, istikhara does not yield results that are 100% definitive. Rather, they are probable. For this reason, do not remain inactive by attributing the theft of the mobile to the misdoing of jinnat. Rather, search for it, because a person sometimes also leaves something somewhere and forgets. Note, the last question on page 11, the first question on page 12, and the final question on page 15 have been presented by the Department of Malfuzats of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, whereas the answers are from Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah himself. Protection against Satan and Jinnat. Remember to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when entering your home. Insha'Allah, Satan and malevolent jinnat will not enter your home. Make a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim whenever opening and closing doors, windows, wardrobes, and whenever picking up or putting down clothes, crockery, or any item. Insha'Allah, malevolent jinnat will not enter your home, neither will they steal or use your belongings. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.